Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Hoke in studio, brought to you by Solomon Auto Group. And Ron asked you before the break, Chris, do you have, what did you call it, Ron? Duck fever?
Duck fever. Duck mania. Do you have it?
Absolutely. I was impressed with how he played in the second half of that ball game. I thought, you know, 7 for 9 for 68 yards and, you know, one ball dropped by Jalen Samuels. I'll tell you what, who benefited from duck fever was Juju. Juju caught 3 good balls from him, and they were good tosses. Do I have duck fever? I was encouraged by his play, but I'll tell you what, it's very different to jump in the game and just play when there's nothing to lose. There's not a big expectation, right? There, actually, people are expecting you to play bad and go out there just chucking the ball versus having a week of preparation and the opposing defense has a week to prepare for you and how to get after you and how to confuse you. It's very, very different.
Are you convinced that Rudolph isn't going to start? Do you think there's
I'm not convinced.
You think there's a chance if he practices today, right?
Yes.
With the first team, I bet he goes.
I think if he's on the field yesterday limited, I think that he's going to try to go today. If there's no symptoms from yesterday's exertion, right? Because one of the parts of the protocol steps is going out and exerting yourself, breaking a sweat, and then seeing you if you have any concussion-like symptoms the next day, whether it's migraines or anything like that. And if he doesn't have those today and he goes out and practices again, I anticipate that he's going to play Sunday night.
Wow, that would be something. That would be something.
And I'm not saying he's going to. I mean, there's some protocol he's got to go through, steps he's got to go through. But
even if he goes through that protocol, I think back to quarterbacks I've seen come back the week after a concussion, and I don't know, man, the guy was out flat out unconscious on the ground last week. It would just be – it'll be a decision that I would have to think about.
You know. And they might make a decision internally, like, listen, we have 1 week until the bye, and so maybe we just try to go with Duck this week and take a bye week. So there's a lot of things I know right now the Steelers are weighing, and they're trying to figure out the best way to handle this, but also they need a win in the worst way.
You know, Joe just said something, too. If I remember correctly, the year Ben had the motorcycle accident, he had a concussion in Atlanta, and he played the next week against Oakland and was terrible. Terrible.
And everybody's different, right?
Everybody's different. Concussions are different.
Everybody's concussions. And just because, and I'll just say this, and I'm not a doctor, listen, but what I've been told is, you know, just because he was knocked out, it doesn't mean that his concussion was any worse than someone who got a concussion that wasn't knocked out, right?
Yeah, I hear that.
And so, but the NFL right now, they have a very strict protocol. They're not going to let anybody on that field that does not go through that protocol and pass every single step because then they'll be liable. So I understand that it's bad optics. If Mason trotted out on that field in the opening drive of the game against the Chargers, but if he's gone through all the steps, I know that Mason will want to be out there more than anybody would want him out there.
So tell us about the Chargers, because from what I've seen, Chris, they appear to be pretty vulnerable offensively. Their line's beat up, no Mike Pouncey.
Yeah, when you have an offensive line that you just lost Pouncey, you lost your tackle, and they're not blocking very well. And then to couple that with a quarterback who's like a statue, who can't move, still can rip the ball, right? He still throws the ball with a great zip, but he can't move. And I think this lends itself to a big-time defensive effort for the Steelers with the pass rush they got going on right now. 5 sacks last week and really just getting after the quarterback. I think it's going to be a tough day on that offensive line for the Chargers because Phillip Rivers just can't move. But they do have some good skill position guys. You got Melvin Gordon, who came back last week, who looked decent at times, was a little rusty, but I think with him back and a game under his belt, Austin Eckler's a stud. He'd love to get the ball to him out of the backfield, and they have two or three good receivers right now. So he has some skill players, but if they can get pressure on Phillip Rivers, they're going to push him. Last week he threw 3 picks.
He is at that point where he has a bad game. People wonder, is he sliding towards the end of the finish line? Do you see that?
No, I don't. I look at a quarterback who doesn't have time to throw the ball. And I look at a quarterback who's trying to get the ball out and trying to force some balls in to make plays, who's a 2-3 quarterback right now. And you're going to force balls, and even a great quarterback who's 2-3, like he is, but is playing really, really well, is going to make some bad throws because he's trying to force it in to make a play to win.
How about the other side of the ball, their defense?
I look at their defense right now, and I think they're really susceptible to the run. They're not 18th in the NFL in the rushing game, and it looks worse to me on film. Their defensive line can be pushed around. Their linebackers, I can't remember her name because I don't know any of these guys because they're guys. There's no studs in that. You have Thomas Davis, but he's at the tail end of his career, right? I know that name, and he's been a great linebacker in this league for a long time. The defensive back feels pretty good. They got some good DBs, but if we can establish the run game, we can nullify that.
Chris, I know I lost my train of thought here. Joe, do you have a thought here?
Well,
I just lost
building
it.
On the defense, I think Melvin Ingram isn't going to play the last time.
And he's not playing extremely well in the pass game anyways.
Bosa's a good player.
Bosa's a good player. But neither of them have a lot of sacks.
This team stinks. I mean, let's be honest. They're 2-4.
They're underperforming, right? They're
I know
not
what
as
I was
going
to ask you. You talk about the teams can run against them, but aren't they going to load up to stop
Connor? They are. Sure
and
they
make
are.
Duck beat them some, if it's Duck or even if it's Rudolph for that
sure
matter.
They are. And so they just got to go out there and let them sling the ball. I mean, really, at the end of the day, if it's Duck who's starting on Sunday night, I think you let them go out there and just let them throw the ball. That's your best chance to win, in my opinion. And you got to live with the mistakes because those mistakes are going to be made. He's going to throw a pick or two if he slings the ball. But you have an opportunity for a big play as well, and I think Juju wants him to sling the ball. I mean, Juju benefited big time from slinging the ball on Sunday.
Devin Bush made a spectacular interception, a little bit controversial.
Sort of. Maybe.
They gave him an interception. That was not an interception.
It looked like the ball was trapped, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
the Steelers benefited from pretty good calls that went in their favor in the second half.
They did. Up in the press box, there were some executives for the Ravens who were like, what's happening here? Although
great.
The Steelers probably benefited in the end with a couple, too.
I do not want to take away from the effort from Devin Bush. That was a heck of an effort to run with Mark Andrews down the field like that and be able to make that play and be positioned to make that play. I think that was a phenomenal athletic play, but that was not an interception. That ball got trapped.
Chris, where are we at with replay here? I mean, Harbaugh was 0-2 on challenge. We rip Tomlin all the time. Here's Harbaugh, 0-2. Both of his calls look like they could have been overturned and gone his way. I have no idea when I watch a play anymore whether it's legit or not.
And you're right. And again, I believe that the NFL is going with the call on the field. Unless there is absolute obvious evidence that that's the opposite of what they call in the field, they're going with that call.
Yeah, they gave Edmonds that pass interference penalty where he barely touched the guy. Yeah. They called it. I don't know. I can't get it.
I think that's the exception, not the rule, though, Cookie. If you look throughout the NFL globally, you will see that a high percentage of the time, just short of almost every time, they're going with what the call is on the field.
What do you make of the fact that the New England Patriots, where most people couldn't name three guys on their defense, the McCourty brothers, you could probably name, I don't know, Van Noy, Patrick Chung, but most people, Hightower's a really good player. They right now are on pace points-wise. They're allowing 6.6 points a game, which is better than name the 85 Bear, any defense you want. Mm-hmm. This day and age, they're doing that. What do you make of that?
I just think that, and it's hard for me to say that, I think Bill Belichick's doing a heck of a job coaching. I think he is a defensive mastermind, and he does a great job of shutting down the strengths of an offense. He does a great job of scheming an offensive line, getting guys free to the passer. I think it's a lot of it's Bill Belichick.
Well, what's he doing that other guys aren't?
I think as a defensive mind, he's been doing this for so long, and he's just so progressive in the way he thinks that I think he's head over heels better than most coaches in the NFL when it comes to defensive schemes.
All right. Who do you got, Sunday, and why?
Oh, that's a tough one, Cookie, because I look at right now who's going to be the starting quarterback. I have to believe that this veteran team of the Steelers, with their young team, but you look at some of this veteran leadership, that they're going to be able to find a way to pull this off. The Chargers are not playing the way that everybody expects them to play. I think the Steelers are going to go out there and put on a good performance. I think it's going to be a gutsy performance. It's going to again come down to the final seconds of the game. They're going to put a lot of pressure on Phillip Rivers. They're going to sack him, I'd say, at least 5 times. I think they're going to create turnovers again like they've been doing all year. And I think one of those turnovers is going to lead to a late score to win the game.
Who are you more comfortable with, Rudolph starting or Duck?
Rudolph. I am more comfortable with Rudolph starting. I believe
if
he
does, and we
yeah, if he does,
sure.
if he does, I mean, if you put him up and both healthy, and if he passes the concussion protocol and he's ready to go, you got to start Rudolph. The reason why I think he's playing good. If you look at how he's been playing, guys, he has what, 8 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, and over 100 QBR. He's playing good football right now, and he's starting to throw the ball down the field. He's starting to throw those intermediate range throws really, really well. And so I think he'll continue to improve. I think our best chance to win is having him on the field.
Let's talk about that at the top of the hour with people. Is the Rudolph option appreciably better than going with Duck, all things being equal? And what would you think if Rudolph actually played in this game? Like, if I see him run out on the field, I don't know that I'm going to be able to help but be concerned on the first hit he takes. Even though what you said is true, just because a guy gets knocked out doesn't mean that concussion is necessarily worse than any other concussion. Yeah. I do hear that.
Yeah. I just think that everybody's going to be concerned, right? I think Mason, people genuinely like Mason. I think he comes across as a good guy. And they people like the fact that he's a preparer, that he gets ready for these games with a lot of time in. And they want him to do well and concerned about his welfare just outside of football. That's going to be something that people are going to be worried about, absolutely.
20 seconds. Moncrief get a helmet?
He's
going to play.
I predict that Moncrief is going to come back, and he's going to redeem himself.
Wow.
He's going to get an opportunity, Joe. There's no doubt.
He has to get an opportunity.
With Washington.
Well, so they have.
He may be the number three guy.
Yeah, and I think he's going to make some good catches. I think he's going to have an opportunity to redeem himself.
Bring back AB, Mr. Big Chest. Might as well at this point, right?
I think if we went 1-15, we wouldn't do that.
I agree. Thank you, Chris. You're
Thanks,
a wonderful man.
It is always a joy, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Steelers quarterback situation at the top of the hour. And you just heard Chris Hoke say he thinks Moncrief will redeem himself. Do you agree with that? 412-928-9370.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.